Welcome.
Today I have the great honor of chatting with my good friend Michael DeLeo, who has been working as a project manager on our upcoming NATO Economy Forum, which is scheduled to take place on the 8th of March at the Ontario Investment and Trade Centre. Michael, I'd like to start off by thanking you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this chat with me today. One of the first questions that I'd like to ask you is pertaining to our upcoming economy forum. Can you discuss some of our featured speakers along with the purpose of our forum?
Well, thank you, Magdalena. Yes, so our economy forum is going to be taking place on March 8th at the Ontario Investment and Trade Centre, as you said. It's going to start at 9:30 a.m. We really have a great guest list this year. We have diplomatic representation from most of the Eastern European NATO countries, including a few of Western European NATO countries. So we do have countries like Germany, Poland, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, Czech Republic attending. That's going to be great. We have, thanks in large part to Magdalena's effort, we're going to have representation from great institutions like the Toronto Board of Trade, the Brampton Board of Trade. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to network if you'd like to attend. Speakers, we're going to have speakers from some of the biggest mining energy infrastructure companies from Europe, Canada, the United States. That's going to be incredibly interesting as well. And we do have City Councillor Michael Thompson is going to be giving a few welcome remarks. That was great. We had him at our ATA. He was really popular with the crowd, so we're looking forward to seeing him again. We really encourage you to attend if you're in Toronto on that date. It's taking place in conjunction with PDAC. Great opportunity.
Absolutely, and I encourage anyone tuning in to this podcast to go on our website, our NATO Association of Canada's website, click on the events tab, and you can certainly register. So anyone who's interested in attending and participating, encourage you to register as soon as possible, since a lot of our spots are filling up. And that's in part thanks to your initiative and your efforts. You've done a number of interviews with highly successful diplomats and delegates here in Toronto and on an international scale. So as you mentioned, we'll certainly have quite the representation this year. And I do want to mention that last year was a huge success. I had the privilege of serving as one of the project managers. And this year, working with you on this economy forum has been very rewarding for me because I've been provided with many opportunities to work one-on-one with you on different projects and conferences and interviews. And I can say that my first interaction with you is working on our 62nd ATA General Assembly. And now working with you on another upcoming project here at the NATO Association of Canada has definitely been rewarding for me because I have been provided with an opportunity to see how you network. And as I mentioned, we're definitely filling up, so yes. I encourage everyone to register. So with that being said, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding aspects associated with working on this forum over the past couple months?
It's certainly been great to work with you, Magdalena, as one of the project managers, as well with our president, Julie Lindhout, our vice president, Doug Knight, our corporate development officer, Robert Baines. It's also been great to just talk to diplomats, businesses about what the NATO Association is trying to do. We get so many opportunities to communicate with embassies, consulate generals, our trade offices. And they're really interested in not only what we're trying to do, but the sort of conferences that we have. So we had our ATA, we're having our economy forum, which is going to focus explicitly on economic matters. It's just a great time to meet so many successful people, many of whom are willing to share advice and to mentor young professionals as well. I would say that's probably one of the most rewarding aspects.
Absolutely. And what would you say you are looking forward to the most?
That's tough. I'm definitely interested in meeting some of the special guests that we have coming. As I said, we're going to have diplomats, and including ambassadors, consul generals from Germany, Ukraine, Poland, Turkey. It's just very exciting. And if you're interested in diplomacy and are looking to pursue a career in diplomacy, it would be a great time to speak to these people. You'll have an opportunity to network, to have a conversation. You could ask questions, you could look for advice.
Yeah, and like you said, last year, we had a number of diplomats and delegates attend our economy forum, and that was a great opportunity for them to network with the different companies that we had present representing mining industry, infrastructure, and energy. So this year, we have quite a number of delegates attending as well. So I'm definitely excited to, you know, network with the delegates that we were successful in reaching out to, along with a few of the companies that will be attending as well. I want to mention that we do put on a number of conferences, roundtables, and events here at the NATO Association of Canada. I encourage all of you tuning into this podcast to definitely go on our events page and look at some of our upcoming events. I oftentimes encourage students who are interested in international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy to get involved. The best thing to do is to check out one of our events, see how you like it. If you enjoy it, we definitely provide student memberships. Yes. We provide corporate memberships, general memberships. So if you have any additional questions, you can definitely contact us here at the NATO Association of Canada. And with that being said, I do look forward to our speakers. This year, we're going to have panels. So, again, it will be a great way for our participants to network with the speakers, since we will have a networking lunch session. So we will have the Ontario Chamber of Commerce involved as well. So that's definitely a highlight. And overall, I do want to say that it's been a complete privilege to work with Julie Lintow, our president, with Doug Knight, our vice president, and Robert Baines, our corporate development officer. I definitely want to thank all of them for their support and for all of their hard work. The next question that I want to ask you is pertaining to some of your plans in the future. With your background in international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy, would you see yourself pursuing a career in diplomacy one day?
Yes, and I can say that one of the things that the NATO Association of Canada has taught me, you really can't be too sure, can't be too decided on one path, because you're exposed to so many things when you're here at the association. You're exposed to politics, diplomacy, economics, social policies as well. But it has certainly provided me with a solid foundation, not only in terms of the people that I've gotten to meet, that I've had the opportunity to meet and have spoken to, who have been willing to provide mentorship, but you also learn a lot of skills. So when it comes to interviewing, for example, you learn things, you can learn how you can improve, what to work on next time. It's such a great learning experience. I can't thank this association enough. And to have been in such a healthy working environment as well, I couldn't have asked for a better place, really.
I couldn't agree with you more, Michael. I've had the privilege of working here over the past 2 years, starting out as the program editor of Global Horizons, then transitioning over as Canada's NATO podcast director, outreach coordinator, project manager, and research analyst. And I have to say that I'm very thankful to all of our program editors, our volunteers, and research analysts for contributing and for working very hard on many of our conferences and events.
Yes.
We couldn't do it without our team here.
Everybody is such a valuable part of the team. You simply can't put on conferences, huge conferences, like the ATA, like the Economy Forum, unless you have a dedicated team, and we're so grateful that we have that. All of us are, we're all equal team members, and we're grateful for that. Well, you know what, Magdalena, you've been a valuable team member. You've been here for 2 years or so, have contributed so much content, helped out with conferences. Just regarding the Economy Forum, so tickets are on sale. If you're an NAOC member or a CTBC member, they're on sale for $65 each, or you can purchase a ticket for $100 if you're not a member. It's a very good price considering the people that you're going to meet, the speeches that you're going to hear, the panelists that you're going to listen to. We greatly recommend it.
If you have any additional questions, you're more than welcome to contact myself or Michael. As you all know, I can be reached at surma.legal@gmail.com or you can contact Michael directly. All of our information is available under our bios.
Yes.
Michael, thank you so much for chatting. It's been a privilege, again, to work with you as a project manager of this upcoming NATO Economy Forum. I look forward to working with you on more upcoming projects. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.